G'day, welcome to Todd's Kitchen. A while ago, I made soy milk. Now, when I made soy milk, I had a lot of people asking me how to make almond milk. And it's actually very simple to make. So join me today as I make my version of almond milk. Okay, so the preparation for our almond milk is exactly the same as we did for our soy milk. So into a bowl filled with water, preferably filtered water if you can, we're gonna pour in our almonds. And that's it. And we're gonna let these sit here for a minimum of 24 hours, but preferably 48 hours. Okay, so I've had these soaking for 48 hours now. And as you can see, the water's all cloudy, which means that the almonds have soaked up the water well. So what I'm gonna do now is I'm just gonna drain out all the liquid till I'm just left with the soaked almonds. So into the blender, we're gonna place in 1 cup of our soaked almonds. And for every 1 cup, we're gonna add 4 cups of water. Now all we have to do is simply turn the blender onto high and we're going to blend it away for 2 minutes. Okay, so with a clean bowl, on top of that we're just going to put on a sieve. Then on top of that we're going to put on some cheesecloth, also called muslin. Now you should be able to find this in most kitchen stores. If not, you can also find it in fabric stores. Here in Australia, I bought this from Spotlight. So I've got this laid up into 4 layers, and that's going to provide that extra filtration to get rid of those extra small bits of almonds. So it's just a simple matter of pouring our almond milk onto the cloth. And I'm just going to make sure we just get every drop of liquid out. So just pick it up once you're done. And I'm just going to drain the rest out. And you'll just be left over with your almond pulp. Now there's not much you can do with it, but what I do recommend is just put it to the garden. It'll just act as a nice fertilizer. Now how simple and easy was that? So making it yourself has 2 benefits. The first one is it's a lot cheaper. And the second benefit it is, you know exactly what's in it. There's no artificial colors, flavors, or additives. Now the only thing you may want to add to this is a bit of sweetness. You can add some, say, sugar or some stevia. It's completely up to you. But let's give it a try and see what it's like. Oh, that is actually pretty good. Now I haven't added any sweetness to this, and personally, that's how I like it. So this is great as a standalone drink, or to have on your cereal in the morning. Or also if you like it in your coffee. But no matter what you use it on, this almond milk's gonna taste simply delish. So if you have never tried almond milk, or you drink it all the time, give this a go because I know you'll love it. But thank you for watching this episode of Todd's Kitchen. Please check out the link to my Home Handy Hints channel. Then give this video a thumbs up, leave a comment and subscribe, and I'll see you next time for another delicious recipe.